We're starting at Daf Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph, the two dots, around 14 lines from the bottom. Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. Amalei Rav Chisda L'Rav Yitzchak. Rav Chisda said to Rav Yitzchak, Hasam, over there, regarding the end of the time for Davening Shachris, Rav Kahana said, Halacha K'Rab Yehuda, that we paskin like Rav Yehuda, that you have until the fourth hour. Hayal Utnan B'Bechirsa Kavasei. As we said last time, since the Mishnah and Idias clearly paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it's clear that that's how he paskin. Hacha, here, in regard to the end of Mincha, Mai, who is the halacha like? Do we have until the Erev, till the evening, like the Tanakhama, like the Chachamim, or until Plag HaMincha, like Rabbi Yehuda? Ishtik, Rabbi Yitzchak was quiet. He didn't say anything in response to Rav Chisda's question about how he paskin. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda said, Nechzi Anan, let's see for ourselves if we can figure out who the halacha is like. He says, Midi Rav Matzli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Mibayt Yoyim, from the fact that Rav would daven the Friday night davening of Ma'ariv on Erev Shabbos Mibayt Yoyim, from the daytime. Once it was after Plag HaMincha, Rav already davened the Ma'ariv of Friday night. Shema Mina, from here we see, Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. Rav was acting like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that you can only daven Mincha until Plag HaMincha, and therefore after Plag HaMincha, Rav already davened the Ma'ariv of Friday night. The Gemara says, Adrabba, on the contrary, Midi Rav Huna v'Rabbanan loy havi matzlu ad orta. From the fact that the Rav Huna and the Rabbanan did not daven the Friday night davening until nighttime, Shma Mina ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. From here we see the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and since Mincha is till the end of the day, they weren't able to daven Ma'ariv till nighttime. The Gemara says in conclusion regarding this question, now that we don't have any clear halacha like this master nor this master, we don't know if the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim. The Ovid Kamar Ovid, one who does like the Chachamim is doing the correct thing, one who does like Rabbi Yehuda also is doing the correct thing. The Gemara now brings a story about this idea of davening Ma'ariv before nighttime. Rav Ikla lebe Gneva, Rav visited the house of Gneva. Vitzali shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. He davened the Ma'ariv a Friday night before nighttime on Erev Shabbos. V'havi matzli Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba lachori de Rav. And Rav's Talmud, Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba, was davening behind Rav. The same Rav finished his Shmon Esrei before Rav Yirmiya finished, v'lo paske l'tzloisei de Rabbi Yirmiya. And Rav did not walk and interrupt the tefillah of Rabbi Yirmiya. The case was where Rav was davening in front, Rav Yirmiya was davening behind him, but a little bit to the left or to the right. And in order for Rav to get to his seat, he would have to walk in front of Rav Yirmiya, his student. And he didn't. The Gemara says, Shema Mina Atlas. We can derive from this story three halachas. Number one, Shema Mina Mispalel Adam Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. We see that a person can daven Ma'ariv Friday night on Erev Shabbos, as Rav did in the story. Ushma Mina Mispalel Talmid Acher Rabbi. We also see that a Talmud, a student, can daven behind his Rebbe. And number three, Shema Mina, Asur Lavar Keneged Mispalelin, that it's not allowed for someone to walk in front and interrupt someone who is davening. Says the Gemara, Messiah Le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This story is a support, a proof to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, to Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Asur Lavar Keneged Mispalelin. You're not allowed to walk in front of someone who is davening Shmon Esrei. The Gemara has a question, Eini. Is that true? You can't walk in front? For Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi Cholfei, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, in fact, did walk in front of someone who was davening Shmon Esrei. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chutz la'arba amos hu dechalfei. It's true they walked in front of someone davening Shemana Esrei, but they were further away than Dalet amos, than four amos in front of the one who's davening. And it's only usher to walk within the four amos of the person davening. The Gemara now has a question on the story with Rav and Rabbi Yirmiya. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yirmiya, hechi aver hachi? How did Rabbi Yirmiya daven behind his Rebbe? V'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says, La'olam al yispal adam. We move to Chavzayin Amud Beis. La'olam al yispal adam. Loi k'neged rabbi, v'loi achoy rabbi. A person should never daven, not k'neged rabbi, next to his Rebbe, v'loi achoy rabbi, not behind his Rebbe. Rashi explains that when you daven next to him, you're showing like you're equal to him. And davening behind your Rebbe, some say the problem is that when you bow down, you're going to be looking like you're bowing down to your Rebbe. Others say that you're going to cause tsar, that your Rebbe can't back up his three steps when he's finished Menasrei. Rashi says that it's actually because it's also a certain type of gaiva to daven behind your Rebbe. And further, we have a brisa that also says that what Rabbi Yirmiyah did doesn't seem to be correct. V'tanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer, Hamispal Achay Rabbi, someone that davens behind his Rebbe, V'hanoisein Shalim L'Rabbi, and someone who greets his Rebbe in the regular way that he greets a regular person by saying Shalom Alecha, but he doesn't add Shalom Alecha Rebbe, V'hamachzir Shalim L'Rabbi, and one who returns a greeting in the regular way that he would to a regular person. And somebody that makes a yeshiva, he gives a shir in the same place as his Rebbe without asking permission. And finally, one who says a halacha that he didn't hear from his Rebbe, but by just saying it without speaking out that it's not from your Rebbe, people assume that. All these people, goyrim, they caused the Shekhinah to be removed from Klal Yisrael. So how did Rabbi Yirmiyah do one of these things? By davening behind his Rebbe Rav. The Gemara answers, Shani Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba, the Talmud Chaver Havei. Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba was different because he was not a regular Talmud, he was a Talmud Chaver, which means he was a student and a colleague at the same time. He was much more than just a Talmud. He knew as much as his Rebbe, but his Rebbe taught him things, so he was also his Rebbe. And therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah was allowed to daven behind Rav. V'hainu dekamar lei Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba l'Rav, and now we understand why Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba said to Rav, mi badalt? Rav, when you daven Ma'ariv, were you also being mekabel on yourself not to do any more malacha? Amalei in, and Rav said back, yes, but Dilna, I stopped doing malacha, I went to daven Ma'ariv. But like Amar mi badal mar, he didn't give the title master when he asked him. He didn't ask him, mi badal mar, did the master stop doing malacha? He just said, mi badalt. So we see that Rav Yirmiyah had a different relationship than a regular student, because he was a Talmud Chaver, and that's why he was able to daven behind Rav. Now the Gemara gets into this idea of whether davening Ma'ariv requires you to stop doing any malacha. Rav said that he did stop. So the Gemara asked, "Umi badil? Did Rav really stop doing malacha once he davened?" For Amar Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Avin said, "Pam achas, one time, hispalal Rebbe shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, Rebbe davened Ma'ariv during the daytime on erev Shabbos, and afterwards, v'nichnas l'merchus, he entered into a bathhouse." V'yatza, he went out. V'shana l'pirkin, and then he taught us v'adayin l'chashcha, and it still wasn't dark. So you see that even though Rabbi Davin Ma'ariv, afterwards he went into the merchatz. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos explains that originally people were allowed to go into hot water on Shabbos. The problem was that people that were working there would end up making the water hot on Shabbos, which was not allowed. So Chazal said you're not allowed to go into the bath, but they permitted what's called lahazia, a steam bath, just to go in and have the smoke and the steam go onto your body. But even that was a problem because people would go in saying that they're going for this steam bath, but end up actually going into the actual water. So eventually they said that you can't even do that. Now our Gemara thinks that this story took place after the final Gzera, that you can't go in even for a steam bath. And here, Rebbe went into the Merchatz after he davened, which is something which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So you see that even after Ma'ariv, he did Malacha. Amar Rava, so Rava answers, Hahu, that story of Rebbe was the Nichnas Lazia. He went in for the steam bath. The Kaidim Gzera Have. That story took place before they prohibited the steam bath. And therefore, going in was not a problem. The Gemara asks, Eini, I'll bring you another story that shows that after you daven Meir by daytime, you don't have to stop doing Malacha. V'abaye, sharalei l'Rav Dimi Bar Levi, Abaye permitted Rav Dimi Bar Levi l'chav ruye sali, to have sulfur burn and have the fumes go onto the basket to give it some color. So that's a Malacha Gemura that he did after he davened. The Gemara answers, Hahu te'usa have. That story, Rav Dimi was Mekabel Shabbos by mistake. Rashi explains that it was a cloudy day, and he thought it was nighttime, and he only was Mekabel Shabbos because of that mistake. Afterwards, the sun came out, and they saw that it wasn't yet Shabbos. That type of scenario, you're not forced to stop doing Malacha because it was a mistake. The Gemara asks, the Te'usa Mihadra? Is that true? That because it was a mistake, your Kabbalah Shabbos doesn't take effect? The Amar Avidan said, Pamachas, one time, this Kashu Shemayim Ba'avim, the sky was full of clouds, Kesvurim Ha'am Lemar Shechachechahu, and people thought that it was nighttime. The Nechinsul Be'esam and the Knessas, they went into the Shul, the Spalalu Shal Moisir Shabbos B'Shabbos, and they davened Ma'ariv before Shabbos was over. And then, when Espazru Ha'avim, the clouds scattered, Bezorcha Achama, and the sun came out, Uva'u V'shalu Es Rabbi, and they asked Rabbi whether they have to daven Ma'ariv again. They did it by daytime. For Amar, and he said, Ha'el B'Espalalu, Espalalu, once you davened, it's okay. So you see that even though they davened by mistake, it still counts. So too, when Rav Dimi davened Ma'ariv on Friday night, even though it was a mistake, it was still daytime, it should take effect, and that would make him not be able to do any more malacha. The Gemara answers, Shani Tzibur Deloy Matrichinan Lehu. The reason why Rebbe said that they don't have to daven Ma'ariv again in the case where they daven Ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos before it was the end of Shabbos was because we don't want to make the whole Tzibur have to daven all over again. But the individual, in the case of Rav Dimi, when he davened, his tefillah is not a tefillah, and therefore he did not have to stop doing malacha. The Gemara continues discussing this idea of davening Ma'ariv before it is nighttime. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin says, Rav tzali shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. Rav davened the Friday night davening before nighttime. Rabbi Yoshia matzli shal Motzei Shabbos be'Shabbos. And Rabbi Yoshia davened the Motzei Shabbos Ma'ariv while it was still daytime on Shabbos. So the Gemara goes back to the story. Rav tzali shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. Rav davened the Friday night davening by daytime on Erev Shabbos. Oimer Kedusha ala Kais? Oy ein Oimer Kedusha ala Kais? Was he also able to say the Kiddush on the cup of wine also by daytime? Or maybe that has to be at nighttime? Tashma, so the Gemara come in here, we'll show you the Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Mespal Adam Shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, ve'oimer Kedusha ala Kais. You can both daven Ma'ariv on Erev Shabbos, and you can also do the Kedusha, make the Kiddush on a cup. The Hilchos HaKavos say, and this is how we paskin, that you can also make your Kiddush by daytime. Now the second story, Rabbi Yoshia Matzli Shal Motzei Shabbos b'Shabbos. This that Rabbi Yoshia davened the Motzei Shabbos Ma'ariv during Shabbos. The Gemara wants to know, Oymer Havdalah ala Kais? Oy Einu Oymer Havdalah ala Kais? Can he also make the Havdalah on a cup of wine during the daytime while it's still Shabbos, or not? Obviously, you can't do the fire, the ner, but how about the Avdala ala Kais? Tashma, come in here, to Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda Mashmuel says, "Mespal Adam Shal Moitzei Shabbos b'Shabbos." You're allowed to daven Moitzei Shabbos davening on Shabbos. The Omer Avdala Ala Kais, and you also can make the Avdala on the cup of wine also by daytime.